I'm Elizabeth Lozano, co-host of the Holistic Success Show, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Meditation for Health podcast. After listening, I invite you to download an episode of the Holistic Success Show, our free weekly web show dedicated to offering practical advice for more balanced living. And to stay abreast of our latest podcasts and webisodes, sign up for our free newsletter at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com. Now let's get started with this week's podcast with Dr. Puff.
Welcome. I want to keep encouraging everyone to meditate twice a day, once in the morning when you first get up, and once again in the evening when you go to bed. I think you'll find this rhythm to be a very healthy way to develop your ability to meditate, because meditation is such a wonderful experience. Today we're going to look at stress, and how stress negatively affects our body, and how stress can be eliminated, or at least reduced, through meditation. So let's begin. Years ago, Elizabeth shared a story with me about stress and a good analogy for what stress is. Imagine for a moment that you're holding your arm out to the side in midair and you just hold it there. No big deal. But keep holding it there. Keep holding it there. And keep holding it there. With time, your arm will begin to ache. It'll begin to get very painful, and unless you do something, you'll have to put it down because the pain will be too intense, and you'll just have to do something to stop the pain. Stress is very much like that. It's exposing yourself to something small over and over again for an extended period of time, and when it's a short period of time, it doesn't really impact you much, but when you keep exposing your body to stress over and over and over again, maybe giving yourself very little breaks throughout the day, it begins to wear on you. It makes you susceptible to illness, to injury, and the things that none of us want to experience. It can be as minor as a cold, as tension in your muscles, to severe as cancer or heart disease. Stress, as doctors know, negatively impacts us. I have a good friend of mine who's a medical doctor, and he profusely says that 80% of the patients come in there because of stress, and if he could help them alleviate their stress, they wouldn't need to come in there. So stress affects our body, it affects our sense of well-being, and it is just hard on us. Many of us, too, wrongly assume that stress is just bad, that it only occurs when something bad is happening, and that actually isn't true. You may be planning for a wedding right now, which will cause a lot of stress. Even though it's a very wonderful and exciting time, it induces stress. Similarly, I live in Southern California, the home of the original Disneyland. And if you spend a day at Disneyland, though it's a wonderful experience, you will feel the effects of stress. Of course, there's negative stress, ones where you're perhaps under a lot of pressure to work a lot right now because of the economic times, and your company is perhaps taking advantage of that or just putting pressure on you to work a lot. That happened to my father-in-law, Bill, who died many years ago, where his company kept downsizing, and at the end he was doing the job of three people by himself. And did it directly cause the cancer that he died of 4 years later? No. But we all have cancer cells in us at all times, and what our immune system does when it's well is it fights off the cancer cells and we stay healthy. When our immune system is broken or not doing as well or under a lot of stress, it causes us to get ill and we can't fight off things as well. So it's important to learn how to reduce the stress in your life in order to be healthy. It's really, really good for us. And if you don't have ways of doing that, I'm glad you're here today, because meditation, I believe, is one of the most effective ways of reducing stress in your life. Getting back to my arm analogy that I started with, it's like holding your arm out at your side And of course, it causes a lot of pain if you hold it out there continuously. But if you get breaks, if you hold it out there for maybe a minute, 30 seconds, and then put it down for a couple minutes, then hold it out again, then put it down, then hold it out again, then put it down, you can do it a very, very long time. And meditation is like putting your arm down. It gives your body a rest. It's very healthy for us. It's like having a really good night's sleep. We're relaxed, we're comfortable, and we're ready for a new day. Of course, if life is going very well for you, and you're not under much stress, and you're just enjoying life, then this benefit of meditation may not be as important to you. But for most of us, stress is a pretty regular occurrence in life. Sometimes it's more, sometimes it's less. Which is why every week I encourage everyone to meditate twice a day, once in the morning and once at night. One, because it's really good for you. It can really help you grow and deepen who you are and help you to develop a very healthy, peaceful, wonderful life. But equally as important, when you're under stress, as we all will go through periods of times of stress in our lives, then you have something in place to combat the stress, to fight against it, to reduce it. We will have stressful times in our life. We all, sooner or later, are going to die. We're going to get illnesses as we get older. It's just as our bodies get older, like a car, it breaks down more often. But what stress does is stress makes that break much more quickly. Again, using an analogy, years ago, I bought a Toyota 4Runner, and I kept it for 14 years. When I passed it on to my niece, it had about 274,000 miles on it. When I had purchased it new, it ran perfectly, and it had no problems whatsoever. But as it got older, my 4Runner was more susceptible to illnesses, if you can call them that. So I had to take better care of it and gave it regular oil changes. I didn't drive it hard, and it lasted for a long time. Actually, at the time of this recording, it still is working well as my niece is driving it on a daily basis. So we can last a long time, like my 4Runner, if we take good care of ourselves. And meditation is like taking very good care of yourself. It reduces the stress, and stress is hard on us. It's like driving my truck or your car very hard, and it's not going to last as long. Years ago, I went Christmas caroling with a man who I hadn't known before, and as we were driving around, he shared the story how he had to replace the tires on his car every 10,000 miles. I was rather shocked by that, but then when I drove with him, I could see why. He drove really crazy, and it wore out his truck. Same way, if we take care of our bodies, they last a long time. Keep the stress down, and they keep going. But if we push them and don't give them breaks, they don't last as long. And what meditation does is meditation helps us to keep our bodies healthy and fit. It isn't a guarantee, because obviously some of us have genetic predispositions towards certain diseases. But even with those, it will make them stay at bay longer so that we can stay healthy for as long as possible. And so, since stress is so hard on us, I really want to encourage you to meditate on a regular basis to counteract the effects of stress so that you can be healthy, vibrant, and live a very productive, very wonderful life throughout your life. And if you'd like to have experiences of meditating with Elizabeth and I, please visit our website and come join us sometime for a retreat or for a seminar. You can learn more about these at www.holisticretreats.tv. That's holisticretreats.tv. May you have a wonderful, stress-free life, but if there is stress, meditate. Peace.
Thanks again for tuning in. If you'd like to share our thoughts on successful living with your company or organization, Dr. Puff and I are available for speaking engagements. Please visit our website at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com for more information. peace.